Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Guided Etching. This file will help you to get very, very close to that edge that would be so delicious to drift over, but just stopping short, because it can be incredibly nice and pleasurable to allow yourself to float and hover on that high note so close to an orgasm without the release. These feelings are far from frustrating. In fact, they are deeply pleasurable and wonderfully intense. It doesn't even matter how you touch, if it's over clothing or directly on the skin. The feelings within will resonate one way or the other with the pleasure of the texture or the warmth and intensity of your touch. There's many ways we can begin, and many paths that I can guide you through. The one we are doing today is basically a variant of progressive relaxation, and you can follow along, enjoying the feelings that flow in your body. Perhaps you can see yourself becoming more and more aroused as time goes on, as you hear my voice teasing your mind and body, feeling the vibrations of your own sensations spreading more and more. Now, I'm sure that part of your body would love to begin to touch. Maybe you've already been frustrated or aroused for a while. However, you'll have to wait just a few moments longer, because I'm going to give you some incredibly sweet suggestions that allow the pleasure to build up even more, surprising your mind with the things that you find when you connect the physicalities of your nerves, the wonderful sensitivity of your skin, to the desires within your mind. Those thoughts that have fought for attention, those few fetishes that flutter across your mind, and of course the desires that you'll find can increase even more over time. So we're beginning in a very simple place. With one hand, touch, softly stroking the opposite shoulder, allowing that touch to be a gentle caress that travels down your shoulder, down your arm, all the way down to your wrist and hand. And then repeat it with the other hand, and notice how your body relaxes with the caress. It's as if your arms and hands become tools of this sensation. We're going to do it once more. First the one shoulder, all the way down as you listen, enjoying the sensations that spread and the curiosity that you might have met before. Now the other one again, going deeper and deeper as you listen. Now once again, with that hand, begin touching on the opposite shoulder, but go towards your chest and brush slow and soft down to the center of your chest and then even further down to your stomach. And let your hand rest there, the warmth of your own touch glowing against your skin, that same warmth flowing within a little lower, creating subtle sparkles of sensuality that crave attention. Now go back up and allow your fingers to wander over your chest, perhaps even finding sensitive places where they can momentarily rest and rub or even pinch lightly. As you do this almost automatically, sometimes your hand wandering down, allowing you to drift, but never quite going down enough, ending up on your leg instead of between, and then back up again over the side of your hips. Let the feeling, the spreading of sensations grow further and further, and you can, if you want, let two hands do the touching, softly circling over your chest, finding the different places that feel so good to squeeze and to massage gently, drifting down everywhere you touch. The more you touch, the more the skin you touch goes deep into trance. As your hand brushes over your chest and down your legs every now and then, almost touching your knee, some soft sensations spreading further, causing craving elation that centers on a certain place between your legs as the rest of your body is becoming more and more hypnotized and in trance. Your touches, as they follow the guidance, become more urging by themselves, as they want to keep fluttering down to that warm place between your legs, that sensation that could grow so beautifully. But your fingers never quite touch down where they want to be. They keep avoiding the skin that craves the most for their touch. Because the more you wait, the stronger the buildup becomes, and the more pleasurable the sensations grow. And you'll find out soon, when I will guide your hands back down to finally touch between your legs now. And notice how it reacts so powerfully deeply. And without even thinking, the movements of your hands can just happen, knowing the pleasurable shape and sensations down there that creates the most powerful feelings. And the more you give in to the sensations that spread through your mind down your spine and find themselves between your legs, getting stronger and stronger, the more your thoughts as well drain down, slowly leaking out in a wonderful state of bliss. And that bliss grows ever stronger. The movements of your hand following patterns that you don't even need to understand. They move with purpose and desire. A warm fire fueling the need to listen and feel, to see that pleasure through. And then, of course, there is the countdown. How every count can bring you closer to an edge will always be a bit of a mystery for your mind, but it's so good to find when it works, it does so strongly. And you want it so to feel that edge, to have your mind taken away just for a moment as you fall into the sway of desire. 10, as each number echoes and signals another step deeper. 9, the pleasure building, flowing. 8, into a state that is so good. 7, the growing pleasure. 6, as you move so nicely. 5, feeling alive with pleasure. 4, good reason. 3, so pleasing. 2, and yet you wonder what you'll get when you listen, and there's pleasure to be had as you get closer and closer. And instead of worrying about anything, you focus on the pleasure of the now, the intensity, the wow that makes your mind melt. And you can stay so easily for as long as you like, while your mind is blissfully blank. The pleasure in your body will communicate and tell the story. The pleasure, the desire. 10, how easy it is to drop. 9, to enjoy the pleasure. 8, even if you have to wait. 7, going for the edge and the pleasure. 6, embracing the feelings flowing through your body. 5, as you rapidly move closer. 4, enjoying each moment. 3, because there's so much to feel. 2, as the edge becomes real, one. It's like a drop of cool water on a hot sizzling plate. It's like a mind filled with sensations that don't want to wait, but at the same time, the delay is pure pleasure in a way even better. Closer and closer, but not quite there. And everywhere is full of this feeling. So close that you could step through with just the right push, but no, it feels so good. The pleasure is so intense, and the guidance never ends as you give in to this feeling of flowing sensation, allowing your mind to find even more. A never-ending well of pleasure you thought you knew so well. But instead, as you follow the instructions and enjoy the pleasure that they give, you feel the wonderful sensation, your body being alive. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. And at some point there will be instructions that your unconscious will remember, the pleasure that wants to echo one so close. And feel as you go deeper, blank. The pleasure will keep echoing even as you go into trance. The pleasure feels even better the more blank you become. And in a moment, this file will end, and if my voice follows, you can mindlessly, blissfully, beautifully continue with the edge, allowing your thoughts to just absorb the rest without a single thought, as the pleasure of your body keeps you deeply occupied. Otherwise, you'll awaken with this wonderful sensation of pure pleasure, and the deeper you went, the stronger it became. Either way, enjoy. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and enjoy the air.